Dual-purpose dogs are officially considered on-leash dogs. It's thought that the patrol part of them is too dangerous to let go off-leash, so they don't receive off-leash detection training during boot camp and often are not even at their home bases. Some handlers work on it on their own, particularly handlers with kennel masters who are wise to its benefits. But it's still far from standard procedure. Gunny Knight has been working these dual-purpose dogs off-leash for a few years, since before it was even a remotely accepted technique. I knew this was right. When I know I'm right, 1,000 people can think I'm wrong, but I stand alone and know I'm right. I believe in a verbal leash. Your leash may be 6 feet and leather, but mine comes out of my mouth. Single-purpose bomb dogs like EDDs, IDDs, TEDDs, and SSDs, see Chapter 10 if you have not retained every letter of every acronym of every MWD job, are trained to work off-leash. But these are usually sporting breeds like Labrador Retrievers, and they're not trained to attack. They can be trusted not to maul anyone in their path as they trot around sniffing out IEDs. It's estimated that with our current situation in Afghanistan, about 95% of a dual-purpose bomb dog's job is sniffing out explosives, not going after bad guys. Having a bomb-sniffing dog with off-leash capabilities makes sense. The farther from the handler and the other troops a dog is when alerting to an IED, the safer for everyone. Except the dog, of course. It's called standoff distance. Some might argue that this isn't very kind or humane, that these dogs don't realize the dangers, and we're sending them out as canaries in a coal mine, almost as sacrifices. But with the dog out front, even on leash, he's always the most endangered. The idea behind using soldier dogs is that they save lives by detecting explosives before someone can get killed by one. If a dog ends up dying while men and women behind him live, he will be greatly mourned and remembered as a hero. Nobody wants to see a dog die. "It just sucks," says Master Chief Thompson. "It hurts a lot, just about as much as it does to lose a handler." Gunny watches as Navy Master-at-Arms Second Class Joshua Raymond tries working his dog, Rex P233, off-leash for the first time while looking for roadside explosives. The dog doesn't want to get more than 10 feet away from Raymond. The handler explains that he's not allowed to have his dog off-leash at his home base. "We can get another Rex," Gunny tells him, "but we can't get another you. Parents who lose their son or daughter out there, it stays with them for the rest of their life. Children who lose a parent, it's tragic. But tough as it sounds, if your dog dies, sad as that is, you get to come back and take out Flea Biscuit too and start all over again."